Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. God bless you. Welcome to today's broadcast with Brother Joseph. A big hug to all of you. This was Angela. And I'm Doran. I'm translating the broadcast, which is done in Italian into English. Joseph is answering, "Hi, how are you? How did you sleep?" Angela's answering, "I slept well. I praise the Lord that I sleep well. Thank God." Today we have many things to share with the brethren, news and messages and some messages from the Lord, some Bible studies, and also some messages from the brethren. Praise the Lord. Joseph is saying, we hope that when we finish this radio broadcast to be closer to the Lord. We pray that not only program, but every day, we can get closer to the Lord and be more like Jesus. And just says, yeah, because if we don't do that, it's a wasted day. If we don't do something to be closer to Jesus, stronger spiritually, then the day is wasted. A scripture comes to me. Shall we read it? Joseph is saying. I think it's 2 Corinthians 3. It talks about the Jews. 14, it says their minds were blinded, and when they read the Old Testament, and the veil remains, but the veil is done away in Christ, it says. Let's read it from 16 to 18. 2 Corinthians 3, 16 to 18. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. 16 says, when they shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. What does this mean? This means that when somebody doesn't understand the Bible, the prophecies, it's because there is a veil, a spiritual veil. I know people who knew me for years, but they didn't really know me. They didn't really know me. Christians, but they never really known me. You can stay with a person. There are people who get married and they divorce after 20 years. And they discover that they never knew the husband or their wife. Their heart was never open. Fully. This is how I am. They were walking hand in hand Saturday night with an ice cream in their hands. Everything appearance. Everything on the outside. But they never really known each other. As soon as they really knew each other, they divorced. Angela saying, it seems like many times things like this happen. There was a lady that wrote to us, a sister, who said that her stepson got married, and it was a very idyllic love and marriage and honeymoon, and they were so much in love, and it was really, really great. But 2 months after their marriage, he discovered that she had another relationship with another man in the same time with him. And that just broke him completely. So it's true, you don't really know a person. You have to go through tests together with a person to see how they really are and who they really are. Angela is saying, you think you know somebody, but then you find things that shock you about a person. Because if Jesus doesn't exist in a person's life, you don't really know them. Joseph is saying, let's go back to 2 Corinthians 3. It says, when they turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Joseph is saying that if somebody doesn't turn to the Lord, the veil is not taken away. That's what that also it means this. There are the Satanists who fight the Bible. They are the atheists who fight the Bible. The Bible you cannot understand. Nobody can understand the Bible unless they first turn to the Lord. Then they will understand it. I got converted to Jesus without even knowing what the Bible says. I grew up in an atheistic family. I've never seen a Bible in my whole life. My father was a Stalinist. My mom was a Catholic, but not even with its name. They went to the funeral only They went to the church only for funerals, but my father was staying out. Even at funerals, he wasn't going in. So I've never seen a Bible in my life. When I got converted, and I was becoming friends with the priests, with everybody, I changed. My dad was telling me I'm a silly idiot. And I was saying, no, I feel better. Like this. At 9 years old, I had an experience with Jesus, Joseph is saying, without anybody have ever shown me the Bible. Nobody believes in Jesus truly just because they read the Bible. They can read the Bible, but if they don't turn to the Lord, it's useless. It's just like when you go evangelizing. When you evangelize and you pull out the Bible, it can just be that letter. But if you show them love, they will feel your love. And if you give them a sandwich, they will feel your love. And it was not just a dead letter of the law from the Bible. That's true evangelism. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So the point is, if somebody doesn't turn to the Lord, the veil is not taken away. And it's useless to try to understand the Bible. You will never understand it. The Bible is not written for the unbelievers. It's useless, you say, prove to me the Bible. Prove to me the Bible. Well, Bible cannot be proved scientifically. A few things, yeah, they can be proved. But the essence, it's by faith. If you turn to the Lord, there is some things, scientific things in the Bible. Or you can, let's say, prove the Bible also scientifically. For example, if you touch a dead person or the blood of somebody, you need to wash your hands with running water, not in a basin. Until a few hundred years ago, many times the mummies were dying at birth. And they found out because the doctors were washing their hands after delivering a baby in the same basin where another doctor washed his hands. So they didn't know about germs and whatnot, and that's why the mothers were dying. So they were washing in basins with water already dirty. Isn't it amazing that the Bible said running water? Wash your hands under running water. And so many other things the Bible shows. Going back to the scripture that the Lord gave me, 2 Corinthians 3, 16 through 18, when I turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. If there is an atheist who listens in this moment, or some, let's call it Christian, but the one who has doubts, a doubter Christian, listen to this scripture. If you turn to the Lord, the veil will be taken away and you will understand. That's the key. The key is turn to the Lord and then you will understand. The Bible is a love letter written from the bridegroom to the bride. So unless you are part of that, you cannot understand this love letter. This love letter is not for you. If you're not part of the loving bride of Christ, it's useless. You fight up and down. I don't believe in the Bible because I don't know who wrote it. But you know what? You shouldn't even read it because it's not for you. It's a letter that's not for you. You know, by law, it's forbidden to read the letters of somebody else. It's private. And the Bible is the same. It's only for God's children. Thank you, Lord. In the Bible, there are many things under parables. There are many times in the Bible that Jesus was speaking in parables, and people were not understanding unless they were opening their hearts to Jesus. When they were opening their hearts to Jesus, then they were understanding. The salvation is by receiving, not by listening. You receive salvation by receiving Jesus, not just by listening about Jesus. Jesus is a spirit. If you don't receive Jesus in the Spirit, you will not understand. If they don't want to understand, it's useless. You try to explain to the people. If you prefer to believe into the politicians, go ahead, believe into the politicians. Believing in Jesus is not just because you find a manuscript and there are testimonies, witnesses, that this manuscript is real with the signature of the notary and so on. There are witnesses that a manuscript is real and only then I'll believe in the manuscripts of the Bible. You know what? How do you know who really invented the wheel? You don't really need to know, but it works. And it's the same. If a key opens the door, that's what's important. Well, who invented this key to open this door? It doesn't matter. It opens the door. That's what it's important. It's important the fruit. It's important that it works. Amen. Okay, let's go to the news. We want to talk about some news today. There is an interesting news I want to share with you today. And this news talks about underskinship. We are already in the cyborg era. This is how you can live with your body connected. We're already cyborg. In other words, we are already robots. This is what happens when you take this chip under skin and you live already connected. So Angela is saying, so what does it mean, this? This is how you live with your body connected. Connected to what? What do you get connected to? The poor world who is blind and rejects Jesus and his word. Basically, they're getting connected to what? To the computer. And therefore, they are getting connected to the devil. They think they get connected to the computer. But this computer, somebody will control it the way they want. They are crazy and extra crazy. You're putting a chip in your skin, and you will become, what will you become? You will become like a tool. You know the remote control? The remote control, and you go click, click, and the doors open and the doors closed. Another remote control, and you go in front of the TV, of the box, of the stupid box, which is called TV. And you go click, and it turns on, click, and it turns off. Click, you change channel. Basically, you will become like that TV. And the one who's going to have the remote control will be the Antichrist. Now it's just some politicians, Merkel, Renzi, and so on. You know who's going to take Merkel's place? Schulz. Schulz seems to be going to be the new chancellor of Germany. And who is Schulz? Who is Schulz? Berlusconi called him the Nazi head. This guy is like a perfect Antichrist. He won't be the Antichrist, but he has a lot of Antichrist characteristics. He's already in favorite. Germany, dear brethren, is already Antichrist. There will be more and more and more. So, as soon as the worldwide leader will arrive, he will take care of creating emergencies in the world. Catastrophic things, terrorism, nuclear terrorism. Why? Because, like this, the world, to save themselves, will be willing to become a slave of the new world government, which the Antichrist will lead. That's why the Antichrist, the worldwide leader, will cause a bunch of emergencies, and the world will want to be saved from them, and they will be willing to do anything the government says, including taking the microchip. It's amazing that one morning somebody woke up and they made a law And they said, from now on, every animal will have a microchip. Nobody voted about it. Nobody knew anything about it. It was a law, and they voted it in, and they did it. So slowly they put you in front of the done fact, and there is a law that you have to do it. Now the microchip under skin. You know, the Bible is against tattoos. And what does the world do? Everybody gets into tattoos. They put tattoos on themselves. So slowly they take over, and you don't even realize. Slowly they make you do what they want you to do through laws. So like this will be with a microchip as well. So I expect worldwide catastrophes, like for example the Twin Towers that happened, the World Twin Towers disaster that happened, and after that the whole world went wild. Thanks to that catastrophe, they took lots of liberties away from the U.S. Next will be, I think, an atomic bomb somewhere in Paris, in Paris, or in Rome. And after that happens, people will be willing to lose all their liberties. They will submit easily to take away all the their liberties so they can be, quote, protected. Right now, they are willing to have their own bank accounts being controlled. And, I mean, you cannot do many things with your own bank account. But they are willing to support, to put up with other people, because there is a good excuse. Oh, money laundering, criminals, and so on. I think the devil will do a nuclear attack. Okay, let's read a little bit about this article. Will I be able to be tracked down if I take this chip? And the people who sell the chip, they say, no, it won't be. This chip just allows that the identification of the people, but it's not that they will be able to track you down. But it's not that you know. It's not that you know if this is true or not. You know, who is the one that says this? The people sending it, the people selling it. They are selling it, and they're saying, no, it will not be tracking down. But you know what? There will be the future microchip that they'll put under the skin, which will be able to track you down, not just identify you. They're looking for volunteers to put that chip in, and many people go. And the seller is saying it will be a success if more and more people come to put it in. There is no worry about if people come quickly to put it in or not. We are the future, and sooner or later everybody will take it, the article says. Sooner or later everybody will take it, and this is true. The microchip will be in action, and most of the people will take it. Let's read some Bible. It's true. This article, it said that we are not in a hurry, we are the future, about the chip. It's true. No, you don't need to be in a hurry. You will have an eternity in hell. As God said, Genesis 47:19, wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed, that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. Genesis 47:19. You know the story of Egypt and of Israel and of the famine in the land. Look at this. There was famine, and they said, we will be your slaves so we can eat. The time will come that the people will be marked just like the animals are now. because this is the plan of the devil. Just like they woke up one morning and they said, by law, we are going to put microchip into the animals. It's going to be the same with the humans. You know, just like in the days of the Nazism, Goebbels, which was the propaganda minister of Hitler, he went around deceiving everybody through the media. And it will happen the same. Just like Goebbels used the media, TV, radio, and so on, the Antichrist will use the media to convince the world to take the microchip. Already media is under the control of the new Goebbels, the Antichrist spirit in the world. They are all running how to convince people more and more to do the will of the devil. They are already doing it. They are already pushing the microchip. The people will be marked just like cattle, so they can survive, right? Just like the Egyptians could not survive without Pharaoh's food, and they gave themselves as slaves to Pharaoh, the same in the end time, they will not be able to survive without a microchip, because without the mark of the beast, they won't be able to buy or sell. That's why they will freely give themselves. Just like it says in Revelation 13:16, it says he causes all to receive a mark on the right hand and in the forehead, and you cannot be able to buy or sell without it. It will be the same in the end time. And then, as he says, is Revelation 14:9. If you receive the mark of the beast, which I think will be the microchip, it says you go to hell. Revelation 14:9-11. We can read it. The third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receives his mark in his forehead or on his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone. They already started. Now it's in fashion and it's voluntary and it's no problem. In this article we're reading, it says that this boy came as a voluntary. And he said, please put this chip in me. It was for free, this put of the chip. It was put under the skin. It was put under between the thumb and the forefinger of his left hand. Already they put it on their hands, okay? And by law it will be on the right hand, we know. This boy who took the chip, Jonas said, 24 hours after the wait, he had to wait 24 hours for it to be active. And he said, oh, what a pity, I have to wait 24 hours. I wanted to connect right away to my cellular with this chip. Oh, now I have to wait 24 hours. This is the article that says all these things. Amazing. Joseph is saying amazing. What's an idol, huh? There are people who choose the phone over their wife. Amal Grafrasta, he's the founder of this chip company, and he has already four in his body. So, with this microchip, you can do the following things. You can open locks. You can set in motion vehicles. You can connect to your smartphone. You can log into your computer, and so on. You have to be 4 centimeters away. You have to be 4 centimeters away from what you want to connect with, to open the lock, to set in motion the vehicle, and so on. This is what this chip can do. I think this is enough about this article. Well, what I wanted to tell you, a few years ago, we were saying it will arrive. Now I tell you, it arrived. What's missing now? It's missing this great politician, and I think it will be very soon he will come, and he will create an emergency, a worldwide emergency. For example, a nuclear explosion in Rome, in Milano, in Florence, in Paris, in London, whatever. The devil will decide where. and he will cause many people dying. And at this point, people will go crazy. And for them, receiving the microchip as a protection, then they're going to receive it. The TV is going to say, this is your only salvation. People will take the microchip. The TV is going to tell them, well, we need to put a microchip so we can identify the terrorists. So people are going to say, oh, yeah, it's true. So let's all put our microchip on so we show people that we're not a terrorist. They're going to have all kinds of good excuses and people will accept it. Brethren, I tell you, flee the West. Things are going faster and faster and faster. Vincenzo wrote to us. Vincenzo wrote to us a few minutes ago, and they said, "Brethren, everything goes towards the computer use, which will become indispensable. Even my salary, I need to download it, the codes and whatnot through the computer, and I have to register with my fiscal codes and so on." Everything is going towards the being dependent on a computer. Vincenzo is writing to us. It will be the microchip, okay? The microchip, I think, will be the mark of the beast. And this microchip will be used to control the people. So it's all that's missing is somebody to come and say, by law, it's all, forced, mandatory. It's all mandatory. Sooner or later, they will make a law. It will probably be a catastrophic disaster in the world. And because of that disaster and catastrophe, they will make it... they will make it mandatory to take the microchip, just like they woke up one day and they made mandatory the microchip on animals. It will be the same. I counsel the brethren, go and live, in the countryside. And if you have to have a car, try to get an older one without the computerization inside. Try to have it an older car, which any mechanic can fix it, which you are not dependent on a microchip to be able to fix your car. That's my counsel.